Turn for a few moments to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. A couple of weeks ago, we started our study in the book of 2 Timothy. We looked into the first five verses. We closed out our study the previous time with the thought of the faith that is in this young man, Timothy. And probably Timothy's not so young at this time, but from Paul's standpoint, he's still a young man. It's much like we are with our own children. And I cannot help but think of my children in that fashion, that I don't know how they could get along without me. I don't care how old they get. You always think if you need to help them cross the street, do whatever. And Paul felt that way about this young man that had been saved under his ministry and called to preach the gospel under his influence in ministry. And he reminds Timothy when he writes this letter to him that he remembers himself, the faith that was first in his grandmother, then in his mother, and he was assured that was in him. And that was the thought that we ended our study on. I want to read from verse 6 on through verse 13. And just with the thought of stir up and hold fast. Stir up and hold fast. May sound like contradiction, but it's not. And we'll see why and if we look through it. It said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And in light of the faith that Paul believes is in this young man, Timothy, he said, stir up the gift that is in thee by the laying on of my hands. And he then will point out why he needs to stir up and be about the master's business. He points out immediately that God has not given us the spirit of fear. And what a blessed thought it is tonight to not have to be afraid. Not to have to fear death, not to have to fear life, not to have to fear eternity in light of judgment, because our judgment was in and is in Jesus Christ. And as he points out in our text, life and immortality has been brought to light with the gospel. There's not anything liberating like the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul said to this man, Timothy, just stir up the gift that's in you. Be about the master's business. Because we don't have the spirit of fear, but we have the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, there's a lot said in these three thoughts here. We often look at life and we think of it in terms of being overwhelmed. But do you realize that God has given us the power through His precious Spirit, the enabling to do the work of God and the will of God? The will of God is not something that is unreachable, nor is the ability to perform the ministry that God would lay upon us beyond our power to perform, because God has given us the Holy Spirit that is the empowering force in our lives. And Paul said, just stir up the gift that's in you. You have the qualification, you have the ability to perform. And I would say immediately, that so that we'll understand, that we dare not and do not serve in the strength of the flesh, nor in our own energies, But we serve in the energizing power and presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And secondly, he said that we have not received the spirit of fear, but of love. Love is a great motivation. It's a motivating factor in our lives. We dare not, would not go into a heathen world in a country that is by and large steeped in heathen darkness, were it not that God has given us a love in our bosom for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we in turn, as we understand that He loved the world enough to give Himself, then we in turn are responsible to give of ourselves. John said it like this: we love Him because He first loved us. Do you realize tonight that we can return in a measure the love that God has bestowed upon us? We can in turn love Him. And John said we love Him because He first loved us when we were unlovely. He saved our souls. And so Paul's saying to this young preacher, just stir up the gift that's in you, go to work. Do what you're called to do because you have a spirit of love that comes from the Lord Himself. And then of a sound mind. If I could say it without being seemingly offensive tonight, I believe that the unsaved in the heathen world doesn't ever think in proper terms, nor in correct respect to the situation as it really is. But the believer today can think with a clear thinking and a right mind, have a clear mind, even in this world of darkness today. What do we perceive? The world perceives that this is an opportunity and we're to live in the energies of the flesh to the fullest. But we perceive that that is a way of death. We have a sound mind and understand that real life is in Jesus Christ, and a life worthwhile is in Jesus Christ. And we'd not think that way were it not that we have the Spirit of God to give us a sound mind tonight. And then he goes on to say, now stir up the gift, be about the work. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor be His prisoner. Well, again, he's speaking in reference to personal responsibilities. Paul felt the call of God in his life. He's been influential in this young man's life, and he said, just don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. You just continue to tell folks how Jesus Christ saved your soul and His purpose in coming into this world and what it means to believe on Him. And he said, then don't be ashamed of me, because I preached this gospel before you. And he said, be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. In other words, that which is designed and determined and God said would come. The Lord warned that there would be some trials in life, but he said, don't be overwhelmed. He then went on to talk about God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. And it's not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Do you realize that God knew you before you were? And He determined you to have a life that would glorify Him. And you're not without power. You're not without hope. You're not without direction tonight. God chose you not to live unto yourself, but to live unto the Lord. Remember Jeremiah? God said, when you were in the womb, I knew you and I called you. And determined you to be a prophet to the nations. And then He said to him to encourage him in a discouraging time, said, don't be afraid of the faces. Just go ahead and preach and do what you ought to do. So stir up the gift that's in you, Timothy, because you've been called by God's purpose, not according to our abilities, not according to our works, but by God's design, by His own purpose and grace. And then he points out that this calling and work of grace is brought to light, or has been made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, He brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And then he points out that he was called to preach in this fashion and in the light of what has been revealed. And he's called to be an apostle, a preacher, an apostle, and a Gentile, or a teacher of the Gentiles. And then he said he suffered affliction for what he's done. In other words, he faced some opposition, but he said, nevertheless, you stir up, do what you ought to. In light of even the fact that I've had to suffer some persecution, this I know, whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. How can anybody bring charge against God's elect? It's God who justifies. No man can bring charges against the saints of God. And Paul said, I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. So just stir up and serve the Lord. And then he said in verse 13, in closing, just hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Just stir up, be at it, Timothy. Do what you're called to do in a divine purpose. You're not trying to figure out what you ought to do. You're not trying to conjure up the strength to do it. God's done it all for you. He called you for a purpose. Just stir up the gift and go ahead and do the work of God. And he said, just hold on to those words that are sound, that are correct, and you'll never go wrong. And if I could encourage you tonight, just stir up, if you please, let the Spirit of God stir us up to do what we ought to do and just get hold of that truth and keep holding on to it. Stir up and hold on and let the Lord work in our lives and work through us and in us to His glory. All right.